It doesn't happen often in Unalaska, but fishermen can sell their catch directly to customers. And if you're imagining a fish market, wipe away that image. Buying fresh seafood means going directly to a boat like Roger Roland's. It's midday on a Wednesday in January, and people are streaming out to the dock to pick out Tanner crab.
Can you have a help for me to carry it to my truck? Because I'm buying like $400 worth for like three families.
Oh, you want four dozen.
Ruby Warden and her daughter Pia are buying 48 crab. Some of it she'll serve to her parents when they visit from Hawaii. And the rest?
I think my other friend, she's taking it to California when she goes on vacation. And the other one is just here.
Local crab hasn't been sold on the dock in 2 years. This is Roland's second time selling crab this season. The first time, they took pre-orders. But today, anyone can buy. It's $12 a crab, or 12 for 100 bucks.
This year, they're very nice, very big. It's really encouraging to see the really nice product.
Another way it's getting easier to find local fish is at restaurants. At least all the dining establishments owned by Unicy, one of the big processing plants in town. Vic Fisher looks forward to Taco Tuesday the way most people look forward to the weekend.
I'm sitting on Monday. I'm thinking about Taco Tuesday.
And he's excited to try tonight's menu. Alaska cod, just off the boat, marinated in chili lime sauce with cabbage slaw and chipotle creme fraiche.
I love fresh caught anything. As they were saying, it's fresh caught, and this is a new thing. Absolutely a new thing. So I'm down for it.
The person responsible for all this fresh fish at the restaurant is Brett Richardson, the general manager of the Grand Aleutian Hotel. He's been around for 6 years and says previous managers serve fish from Asia.
I wondered why we weren't serving fish that we caught, if only not having to pay shipping costs. Something that's local and something that I think tastes pretty good. Should be on the menu.
His first move was to shift the hotel's weekly seafood buffet from a cornucopia of products from around the world to just Alaska fish, cod, pollock, salmon, and scallops. In some ways, dealing with fresh fish makes his job more difficult. He's responsible for picking it up.
We don't have a delivery structure, so I literally just go and drive my little car down there and put it in the trunk, bring it on over.
He can get fish so fresh, it's been off the boat for less than an hour. Workers process the fish on a slime line, and instead of taking it to the freezers as they would for international customers, they walk it out to Richardson. Even with his three restaurants at the hotel and a few more nearby starting to serve local seafood, it's still not easy to find fresh fish on the island. So why is it so challenging? Richardson says it could be similar to why you can't get good coffee in Java, Indonesia.
The only thing they had there available for anybody was Nescafe. They export all of their coffee because other markets will pay, much more premium prices for that.
Because of the seasonal nature of Alaska's fisheries, there won't be fish this fresh available year-round. The prime season, Richardson says, is at the beginning of the year, but he thinks they'll likely still have local cod through the end of April. And for fishermen out there, Richardson would love to bring more seafood, especially things like scallops, octopus, and spot prawns, to the table for diners.
Like, if we can get access to any of these things, give me a call. I will buy them. We will serve them.
For him, this isn't just about making money. It's about giving more people the opportunity to experience local seafood. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Zoe Sobel in Unalaska.